Limits on pain medication, more law enforcement officers, and expanded use of a drug that blocks the brain's ability to get high. Those are some of the recommendations a team of Tennessee lawmakers has come up with to combat opioid abuse. But as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, no one has figured out how much it will all cost.
Lawmakers spent nearly 9 months coming up with potential solutions to the problem of opioid abuse. Their wish list ranges from teaching school children about the dangers of drug use to diverting addicts into treatment instead of jail. Crossville Republican Cameron Sexton describes it as smarter spending. He notes that the state already puts about $1 billion a year into fighting opioids, money that could go into prevention.
The amount of money it's costing the state of Tennessee is either we can fund this on the front end and save money and save lives, or we can continue spending $1 billion on Department of Corrections everywhere else and just watching the numbers explode.
The plan calls for hiring 25 more TBI agents to fight the opioid trade and expanding the use of naltrexone, a drug meant to block the brain's receptors to opioids. Naltrexone, also known by the brand name Vivitrol, has been controversial in other states because its maker has heavily marketed to public officials and law enforcement. Other ideas include capping painkiller prescriptions at just 1 week, and pain clinics would be barred from treating walk-in patients. New rules could require legislation, and the price tag for more treatment and investigators might not be known until early next year. Nashville Democrat Jeff Yarbrough says that's the plan's biggest flaw. He's again calling on the state legislature to expand Medicaid, noting that some states are using those dollars to fight opioid abuse. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.